want to talk about the issue of, again, I do not condone smoking. I just want to talk about the issue of smoking on Yom Tov. There is a condition in the halacha of the hefner of Orchel Nefesh. You're allowed to do things that are for Orchel Nefesh. It has to be something which is beneficial for most people. Orchel Nefesh is some type of usage which is beneficial for most people. So certain things are not acceptable to people, but they would enjoy it anyway if they could get to it. Certain things people do not find beneficial. So the Mora says, the example was burning incense. Some people like it very much. Some people, it doesn't make a difference to them. They wouldn't do that. So it's not, you're not allowed to burn incense on Yom Tov. That is a derisive big issue. The Mir, the Heter Echol Nefesh, does not apply unless it's Shavah L'chol Nefesh. So now, the issue comes when it comes to smoking, you're burning something on, you're burning into something which is not Shavah L'chol Nefesh. It's not, most people do not find it beneficial. So, the Torah, there's no Heter for smoking on Yom Tov. Once upon a time where it was much more common to smoke, there were certain persons who said that it was mutter. But even then, there were many persons who thought it was problematic, it was not permitted. Came along the Pnei Yeshua, and Pnei Yeshua said, well, since smoking is good for your health, because it helps with digestion, and everybody needs to have good health, so even the people who do not smoke really would want to smoke and should smoke, and therefore it's called the Shavah L'chol Nefesh. That was Pnei Yeshua's kiddush. The conservative disagrees with that, that's not Shavah L'chol Nefesh, but that's the Pnei Yeshua's pshat. And that was the hefner for smoking on Yom Tov. So most persons say nowadays, which you cannot argue with Yeshua anymore, because most nowadays nobody's going to tell you smoking is good for your health. So it's not Shavah L'chol Nefesh. It's not, most people do not do it, many people do not do it, number one. And number two, it's not good for your health. You can't argue, well, it's everybody really should be doing this. So you cannot make that argument. So nowadays most persons say that it's problematic. I just want to quote you. Rishon Zalman said it was a problem nowadays. The Chazis said it was usher nowadays. The Stifler said it was only mutter on Yom Tov Sheni, maybe even more mako. Rav Moshe Shurmak writes in the Tshuva, he's the head of the Eda Chareda, says it's usher. I'm saying the doctor is there, it's still like a poiskim. Because American poiskim, we actually try it. The Americans don't know how to smoke. But Israelis know how to smoke. I want to read you a quote from the same Rabbi Yasha. Okay? This is from the Sefer Mevarchei Torah. It says, over the Das Moran Gerner Yeresh Yishlam Yashu Shlitzub, there's nothing nowadays, Kayoy, Shadabim Hema Nimnoimi La'ashem, people refrain from smoking. The Klaus HaTam Shadab Mazik, it's dangerous. The Mela Ein Ha'ish and Hayoyim Dab Rashab L'chol Nefesh, it's not something which is now beneficial for most people. It can also La'ashem B'yamtim, it's also to smoke on Yamtim. So the Yashu also found that it's also to smoke on Yamtim. So you see somebody who's smoking on Yamtim, so Rav Moshe Shurmak writes that we cannot stop him because there are some persons who say that it's mutter, but Mikra Din, it's also to smoke on Yom Tov. If a person does smoke on Yom Tov, or smoke on Yom Tov Sheni, you have to be aware of the following issues. Number one, when you light it, you can only light it from an existing flame. The match that you should light it directly from the fire if possible. You should not use intermediary method. If you do use intermediary and it's not possible, you cannot extinguish the match. You cannot tap the cigarette because tapping the ash causes some of the burning ash to fall down and be extinguished. When you cannot put the cigarette out, you have to put it down and let it burn out by itself. You cannot erase on Yom Tov. Most cigarettes come with some type of writing on them. So you cannot puff in and thereby erase the writing which is there. What you could do before, if you're really desperate before Yom Tov, you take ink and you mark off the letters beforehand, so besides inhaling all of the good things of the nicotine, etc., you can also inhale the ink, and then it's mutter to smoke that part on Yom Tov also. Or you should stop puffing before you get to the letters. The person has to open a pack of cigarettes on Yom Tov, so you have to do it in a way which is destructive. You cannot do it in a way which is beneficial. You have to do it, destroy the package and to take them out. A person's carrying a pack of cigarettes on Yom Tov outside of an area, right? So in that situation, he's allowed to carry the whole pack, even though he might only use one or two. That's called Riva Vishurim, and that's Mutz, and we'll talk about that when we get to the Malach of Hitzor. Have a good morning. And please don't smoke.